Nadarim Perik Dalad Mishnah Vav 4-6. Another Mishnah begins the words Hamudar Hanam Chavero. You have Shimon who is restricted from getting benefit from Reuven by force of a neder. Either he took it or Shimon. Either Shimon took it against getting benefit from Reuven, or Reuven said you won't get benefit from me. Either way, the rule would be, of course, that Shimon couldn't get some benefit, like borrow money or borrow a car from Reuven. That makes sense, of course. A Mishnah will say, in addition to that, there's Derabanans, which says that Reuven can't borrow money or a car from Shimon. The reason why is because, of course, while that's not getting Shimon any benefit, the concern is there'll be a reciprocal loan later on, and nipping that in the bud, we say just as Shimon can't borrow from Reuven, Reuven can't even borrow from Shimon to protect that from happening. In Hebrew, in Lashon HaKodesh, in the Torah, there's really two words for borrowing things, and the two words are she'ela and halva'a, and it depends on whether the item that's being borrowed is going to be returned as is, or if something that is fungible, something else will replace it of equal value. So if I'm borrowing your car, I'm of course returning your very car, that's a she'ela, and if I'm borrowing your money, or if I'm borrowing eggs from you, for example, the assumption is I'll spend your money or I'll eat your eggs, then I'll bring you new money of the same value, or new eggs of the same value. That's called a halva'a. Okay, so they're essentially the same, effectively, and that's what a Mishnah starts out by saying. Hamudar na machavero, Shimon stands restricted from getting benefit from Reuven. Lo yashileno, that would mean that Shimon is not allowed to lend an item to Reuven, even rabbinically, v'lo yishal mimenu, and also, of course, he cannot borrow from Reuven. Lo yalveno, he similarly isn't allowed to lend. Shimon can't lend Reuven money. V'lo yilva mimenu, nor can he borrow money from him. It's not that a halva is lav dafka. It doesn't mean necessarily money. It could mean, like I said, eggs. Something that has to be returned. A new thing would be returned, not the same thing. Now, the next part is talking about doing a transaction. Now, we said before that when it comes to a transaction, since both parties are entering willingly, each one's getting a benefit, regardless of who's the buyer and who's the seller. That assumes it's the transaction occurs with a regular item of regular marketability and at a regular market price. So that would mean that under normal circumstances, neither Reuven nor Shimon could buy or sell to one another if this net is in place, because whether Shimon is the buyer or the seller, if it's for a fair price, he's getting a benefit. That said, our Mishnah is going to say, lo yimkor v'lo yikach mimenu. Shimon is not allowed to either sell to Reuven nor buy from him. That means even if Shimon is selling at below market price, so he's not really getting a benefit, or he is buying at above market price, in which case, again, he's not really getting a benefit. The concern is there may be a reciprocal transaction later on in which Reuven overpays Shimon for something he's buying from him, or gives him a discount on what he's selling to him, and that would again be forbidden, because then Shimon would be getting a benefit. Okay, now, like, new paragraph, really like a new Mishnah, so to speak. In fact, in the Gemara, it is a new Mishnah. Here we're talking about two people, and this is not starting with the words Hamudar Hanam Chavero. So actually, this is like an excursus off-topic from the main point of our chapter here. We start out with two people who are, let's say, neighbors, and they have no existing nadarm against one another. So we'll call these neighbors Levi and Yehuda. Okay, so now, here's what's happening. I'm saying it outside first. Levi asks Yehuda to borrow his cow, and Levi wants to use Yehuda's cow to plow Levi his field. Now, Yehuda declines. Yehuda says, no, I need my cow today. I'm sorry, you can't have it. And then Levi gets very aggravated, and he bursts out with a neder. Now, I'm going to use English words, which are not going to be precise at all here, but I want to paint the picture properly. Levi then says, in that case, I swear that I'll never use your cow to plow my field. Now, something which is, even though I'm translating, not really translating, I'm just saying something loosely here. When I say, I'll never use your cow to plow my field, that could mean one of two possible things, and that's what the Mishnah is coming to address here. It could mean that when I plow my field, I'll never use your cow, but it's about me. It's all about me, and that would be consistent with good old Levi's bad behavior here, which would mean that I'm not using your cow, but that doesn't mean that someone else who is going to be hired to plow Levi's field couldn't use that cow. It's not about the cow, it's about Levi. Alternatively, it could be about the cow. Levi's saying, listen, that cow will never when I say I'll never use your cow to plow my field, what I mean is that cow will never again touch my field and plow it. Doesn't matter if Levi's doing the plowing or someone else. So how do we interpret Levi's words? Should we allow a third party, like a hired hand, to use Yehuda's cow to plow Levi's field? So that will depend on what Levi meant, and we'll assume what Levi meant based on what is normal activities for Levi. So if Levi's the kind of guy who plows his own field, then we'll assume when he said, I'll never plow my field with your cow, we'll understand what he's talking about himself, because that's what he usually does, and therefore a third party who's plowing Levi's field for whatever reason could actually use that cow, because he didn't mean to restrict that. Whereas if Levi's the kind of guy who hires other people to plow his field for him, then we'll understand that when he said, I'll never use your cow to plow my field, he meant that cow's not coming in my field, even if someone else besides me. It's not about me, it's not I will never. It's whoever's doing the plowing will never use your cow, and therefore no one could use the cow to plow Levi's field. So that's what the Mishnah says outside, the gist of it. Inside it says, Amar lo, you have two guys. This is actually quite an interesting Mishnah. You don't have, it's all prepositions. There's just he said, he said, he said, he said. It's not clear who the people are, but it is like I told you. So Amar lo, Levi says to Yehuda, Hashileni parasach, please can I borrow your cow, Yehuda? Amar lo, and Yehuda responds back to Levi, Eina Punuya, sorry, my cow is not free today. It has work to do on my own field. Amar, and there Levi bursts out, and he says, Konam sadi she'ani choresh ba la'olam. Which, again, not literally, but conceptually means, I swear I'll never use your cow to plow my field. Now, and again, the question would be, is it about I will never, or is it about your cow will never? So the exact translation would be konam, so I'm putting into effect some kind of ned there that has the effect of a korban, on sadi, on my field, so my sadeh, my field, becomes forbidden to me, if I would sha'ani choresh ba la'olam. Now the word, if I would plow ba. Now ba is referring to the cow, with her, with Bessie the cow. And la'olam is ever. If I ever use Bessie the cow to plow my field, then my field would be forbidden to me. So now, what would be the event that would make that netter kick in? Im haya darko lachrosh, if it was Levi's normal practice to do his plowing himself, then we'll assume Levi was talking about himself never using Yehuda's cow, in which case, hu asur, Levi can't use the cow, v'chol adam mutarim, but anybody else besides Levi could use Yehuda's cow to plow Levi's field. On the other hand, im ein darko lachrosh, if Levi's not the kind of guy who does the work himself, he hires other people, so when he said, I'll never use your cow to plow my field, he meant other people won't use your cow to plow my field, not me, and therefore who? V'chol adam asurin. Not only is Levi forbidden to use the cow, but anybody, everybody, is restricted from using that cow to plow Levi's field, and if that would happen, then Levi's field would become forbidden to Levi.